Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Well done, Double D. We talk to Andrew Cayley, and when we're done, then you die. That's what happens.
You get your bets wrong.
You get your bets wrong.
You're gonna pay.
You'll pay. You better hope that Blue Jays bet comes home. It's over. Welcome back to the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Before we get to Andrew, you know what? I'll talk about it. So for about a year, I thought, if you started this TikTok, it'd be so funny. But I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to have the engagement and all that. But, you know, I watch a ton of Law & Order. And I'm telling you, inappropriate Law & Order would be a banger on TikTok. Yesterday, I'm watching, okay, the same episode. And you know what word I heard used? Vajayjay. And I was like, okay, well, that, I haven't heard, okay. And I had to rewind it. I was like, did they say that? They did. And then, okay, the kid suspected of a crime, his name was Pizza Face, right? Because he had bad acne. And they kept saying, yeah, Pizza Face did this. Ice-T was saying that. Was this Pizza Face again? Big reveal. It's Jeremy Allen White from The Bear. And he's got all this makeup on to make it look like he has acne. Just wild. Wild. And in the same episode, by the way, same episode, this guy's crying. I mean, this was a wild episode. He goes, my sister? I had sex with my sister? I'm like, what is going on? Who wrote this? Wild. One episode. Mm.
Dick Wolf, out of pocket. Out of pocket all the time. Because yeah. At first when you said this, I thought you meant like a parody of it. And my mind went to the fact that you don't have to parody it. It's already a parody, and it feels like it's always Ice-T. Like, it's always Ice-T that, like, delivers these lines that you're like, did he just say that? And you're like, yep, he did. So I feel you. And I'm sure, has somebody not already done this? I feel like I've seen, who is it, John Mulaney, who did stand-up on this?
Yes.
That does, like, he riffs on, like, all the lines in Law & Order. So, like, somebody's there, but I don't know if there's been a TikTok series on it.
I'm not starting it. I'm just starting it here. And then I'll drop it. Okay, so let's go from Pizza Face to a face we love. Of course, I'm talking about Andrew Cayley, senior betting analyst for Covers.com. Andrew, good morning. Always love talking with you. So
good morning.
Good morning. A hell of an intro.
Yep.
I know, and I love going through your feed on X because I know you're a Blue Jays guy. You got the gear on. Just how jacked are you right now? You have to be over the moon.
It's really exciting. The fact that it's a reality that they could win the World Series today hasn't quite set in, because you come into the series and you're like, okay, yeah, we made it, this is great, but Dodgers in 5 or 6, right? That's just like, if you're an honest fan, you're like, this is one of the greatest teams ever assembled, and the reality of the situation is that team's gonna win a lot of the time in this series. But man, the Jays have just continue to do what they do, which is play really good fundamental baseball. And yeah, I'm not sleeping very much right now.
I was starting to say,
I was, Yeah. And on top of that, my daughter is going through some illness right now. So to combine it, we are not we're not getting too much sleep in the Kaylee household right now.
It's wild to me that it feels like the Blue Jays, who hail from Toronto, have now become America's team. You know, and it's crazy because they're from Canada. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like everybody who is not a Dodgers fan is rooting for this Blue Jays team just because there are so many good storylines. And I know baseball is such a numbers-based sport where we talk about, like, you know, all these saber metrics and stuff. But, like, the best storylines in this World Series, I feel like, have come from the mentality of the Blue Jays. What has been so impressive about the way that this team carries itself?
It's such a sports cliche, but you want to say how resilient they are and their ability to stick to their game plan. I would say a lesser team loses that 18-inning marathon against a team like the Dodgers, and they're just done. Like, you're playing at Dodger Stadium again the very next day, like 20 hours later or 18 hours later, whatever it was. That's a really tough spot, but they stuck to their game plan, which is, hey, we put the barrel to the baseball. We aren't going to try to pull everything. Not everything is launch angle anymore. Sure, the great part about what they're doing is they have that mentality and they're still hitting a bunch of dingers, which makes it all the more effective. But their ability to stick to that game plan, to know that they are in every ball game no matter what, they're just, on top of that, they just seem to be a really close-knit group. They mention that on the broadcast quite often. Like, these are 30 guys who go to bat for each other all the time. They know it's a next man up mentality. It's just, it's exciting to watch. And what I hear a lot right now is this changing how we're going to build baseball teams in Major League Baseball? Is like slug, people pay for slug. That's why these guys get these massive contracts. But hey, they're proving that you can win without that.
We're talking with Andrew Kaler, the senior betting analyst for Covers.com. Follow him on X, a great follow as well, Covers_Kaylee. So outside of Vladdy Jr., who has been the most important part of this run? Is it Yusavage? Is it someone else? Who is the one? Because I know we always focus on the superstars, and I get that, but this has been a complete team effort.
Well, that's the thing. It's everyone. The fact that it's not just flat. It's Ernie Clement hitting over 400. It's Trey Yusavage, a 22-year-old, pitching seven strong with 12 strikeouts, setting rookie records. He has more strikeouts in World Series games than Randy Johnson. Like, that is, like, crazy, crazy stuff. Like, and then, like, Addison Barger comes in and has a three-hit game. And Andrés Giménez will come and have good at-bats, 8-pitch at-bats and drive in an RBI, and I believe it was game four, to kind of give them one of their traditional Blue Jays, hey, we're just going to grind out at-bats and score two runs, and we're going to put pressure on the pitcher innings. Like, it's everyone. That's why this team is special.
All right, so we've pumped up the Blue Jays, and for good reason. They are leading the World Series. But to play devil's advocate, Yamamoto is pitching tonight. And this feels like it has been the one kryptonite for this Blue Jays lineup. So let me ask you, do the Blue Jays win tonight, even against Yamamoto?
I will not be shocked if this goes game seven. Yamamoto, he has to go seven innings, right? So I've bet him over 18.5 outs. If you want to be a Blue Jays pragmatist and, like, still believe that they're going to win, combine over 18.5 innings for Yamamoto and a Blue Jays money line. That's like plus 500. That's kind of a fun one if you're a little delusional, but still expect Yamamoto to pitch well in like a 3-2-2-1 kind of game. He's really tough. He's a really excellent pitcher. He's been that way all season. He's in the 90th percentile or better in both expected ERA and expected opponent batting average. They have to be patient. They kind of got away from that in that first series. You need to build up that pitch count for him. Yes, he can throw a lot of pitches.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's thrown a lot of innings in the last two starts. So you have to get into the next guy for the Dodgers, which I don't. Is it Shohei Ohtani right now? I don't believe if you're a Dodgers reliever right now, don't even bring your cleats to the ballpark. Like it is just going to be starting pitcher. Like if you want to count Roque Sasaki as a reliever, sure. But he's the only guy who has been coming out of the bullpen with regularity that will have his spikes on tonight. Like that is it. It's going to be some combination. Dave Roberts would love to just go straight from Yamamoto to Sasaki if he can't go a complete game. But I would be shocked if Yamamoto goes less than seven innings tonight.
Okay, Andrew, so you think this is going to be a game seven that we're going to see? Is that what's going to happen here? I mean, is that your gut? Like, okay, we got Yamamoto tonight. That's a tough one, even though Gausman has been really good in the postseason. But then we go seven, Rogers Center, and the Blue Jays win it. Is this the dream?
that would be the dream right now. The dream is they win 21-0 tonight, and we just have a very stress-free. We have a stress-free day, and we dig into the kiddos' Halloween candy to celebrate, and it's just a wonderful, easy, stress-free night. But no, it's going to be a tight one tonight. Game seven, that's all hands on deck. I wouldn't be shocked if you see Yasavage again in game seven. It'll obviously be some combination of Scherzer. Scherzer and Bassett and Yasavage sort of thing going that way, and then you hopefully have the Blue Jays are just in a better position when it comes to their bullpen because they've still got a couple of guys that they rely on. Like they still rely on Hoffman, they still rely on Varland and Sir Anthony Dominguez. Like those are a couple of guys that you trust. You still throw in Mason Fluharty if you have a matchup with Shohei that you like. It's set up well for them in a game seven situation, but Dodgers are great. Like it's going to be really a really stressful 27 to 54 outs, whatever it is.
Ah, man, wouldn't that be awesome if we got at least like one inning of Max Scherzer in game seven? Like, he is such an easy player to root for. I don't know if you saw his reactions on the sidelines when, or in the clubhouse or the dugout, I should say. Sorry, too many sports going at once. But when Trey Yasavage was striking out all of those players, Max Scherzer was going nuts. And that's kind of why you love him. Yeah. I know, but selfishly, I want to ask you about like some of the bets that we're considering tonight, because I think as opposed to taking a side in this game, I think I can bank on both these pitchers being pretty solid. Like there is an under eight you can get for -140. Like I play up or down. Like I don't like playing half numbers, but I feel like it's going to be a low scoring game. Like I don't know if Yamamoto can, you know, go a complete game again. But I do think he can at least have a quality start. And same goes from Kevin Gausman. And plus, it's an elimination game. You'd think it's going to be tight. So talk us off playing the under tonight.
Can't at all. Gausman's been great. Like, his big setback in game two was just a couple of missed pitches in the seventh inning. Like, he had been pitching extremely well. The splitter has clearly played against the Dodgers. And as long as he's located, he can get in trouble. Like, you're a little nervous when Kevin Gausman gets on the mound. If he does not locate his fastball well, and guys just lay off the splitter, then he can get in trouble. So you have to pay attention to if he's locating the fastball early. If not, yeah, it could be a shorter night than we'd like. But Like, man, they're in a good space right now. I agree with the under in this one. I've got another one for you that's just like off the board a little. Not off the board, but go take Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to get a walk at plus 120. Like, if there's a situation, I know Yamamoto's been great, but if there's a situation where the game is tight and there's an open man on second, like, I'm banking on this being an intentional walk. Like, Dave Roberts is not going to mess around in an elimination game. A walk at plus money for Vladdy seems like a really, really good value.
Andrew, before we get you out of here so you can continue not sleeping and getting ready for this game, is there any other bet you like this weekend? Any sport? Doesn't have to be baseball. It can be whatever you choose. Spin the wheel.
I've got a couple money line bets in college football that I love.
Okay.
One, Vanderbilt against Texas. I don't know why. Like, yes, it's Texas in Texas, but this is maybe the luckiest and most overrated 6-2 team that I've ever seen. Arch Manning is not good at throwing a football. He makes one read. If that read isn't there, he struggles. When he does go with that read, it is either late or he's thrown a duck. It's been bad. They were lucky to beat Mississippi State. They were lucky to beat Kentucky. This Vanderbilt team has heart. They have hustle. They have Diego Pavia. And the people don't realize it's not just, oh, yeah, this is Diego Pavia. This is one of the top five offenses in the country, and the defense isn't so bad either. I know that Texas has a great defense, and they will be at home, but they've done nothing to prove that they should win this football game. So I'm taking Vanderbilt on the money line. That's about plus 125. And I also like Duke on the money line to upset Clemson. Big Darian Mensa guy. He's thrown for 2,200 yards, 17 touchdowns, just two interceptions. And Clemson just hasn't been good in the pass rush. And I believe Mensa will be the difference there. So he's going to pick apart that Clemson defense and earn Duke a victory.
You can check him out as the senior betting analyst for covers.com. We are all rooting for the Blue Jays tonight. It's our guy, Andrew Cayley. Andrew, always a pleasure, man, and best of luck to your Jays, man. We're thinking about you.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets.
Thank you. Hello, Andrew. That's got to be so exciting. Got to be so exciting. I'm excited for him. I'm even a Jays guy, but I think you said it. Like, we're all Blue Jays fans today.
Yeah, it's America's team. Like, don't tell us that the Cowboys are America's team. It's the Toronto Blue Jays. And yes, I am aware of geography. But Jenks, I almost feel like this would be like the breaking point for like my nerves. When you are so close to achieving something and it feels like just out of your grasp. And I don't know that much about hockey, but I feel like there's been some heartbreak. Who is it? The Maple Leafs that like always choke in like game 7 or something?
Yep.
And like this is what would be creeping in the back of my mind as somebody who is a cynical sports fan because of my teams. I would say, wouldn't it just be fitting to get this close to winning a World Series and then we lose in game 7? Like, I know that's probably not what Blue Jays fans want to hear right now, but like, does it make you nervous when you are this close? Like, you're at the end of the marathon. And then you like trip on like a stick or something. You're like, no. So I hope the Blue Jays win, but they still have to close the door.
No, I know. The last time I think I really experienced this in a big way was when Texas played USC for the national title at the Rose Bowl in 2010, was it? And I was there. And that's when Colt McCoy got knocked out of the game in the first quarter. And I was just like, we're playing with these guys. We look great. And now our starting quarterback is out. It's over. Like, we're right. Not only are we right here, like, I'm right here. Like, I'm here with these guys. Member of the team.
The Titans lost by a yard in the Super Bowl. Just want to throw that out.
That's worse. Let's try to get some dubs on Halloween. We'll do that next here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.